Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the third T20 International between Pakistan and New Zealand. Pakistan got off to an absolute flyer in the second T20. The first T20, of course, in Rawalpindi was rained out. Only two or four balls bowled in that match, so that game really didn't go ahead. Nothing much happened. Only two balls. Match was reduced to a 5-over match, and it was 2-for-1 New Zealand after just two balls. A couple of debutants in the game. Tim Robinson on debut was dismissed for a second ball duck, bowled by Shahin Jafridi, and that was that, really. And two leg byes were conceded. So, yeah, Tim Robinson making his debut in the first T20 International for New Zealand, and Abrar Ahmed making his T20 International debut for Pakistan. Irfan Khan Niazi making his... Muhammad Irfan Khan making his debut for Pakistan in T20s. And Usman Khan making his T20 debut for Pakistan. He's played T20 internationals for the UAE, though. Two T20s for the UAE. And now he's playing for the actual Pakistan team where he was born. He also got a 5-year ban from playing for the UAE and playing for them in the future as well. So that's going to be a bit of a problem for him if his career doesn't work out for Pakistan. So that's going to be that's an interesting one there. But a second T20 International, New Zealand versus Pakistan and Rawalpindi. Yeah, so second T20, Pakistan absolutely destroyed New Zealand. 90 all out New Zealand. And they couldn't even get anything going. In 18.1 overs, they were dismissed for 90. And then Pakistan chased it down 92 for 3 in 12.1 overs. Easy win. All the fast bowlers making an impact. Muhammad Amir making a superb impact in his first actual game back in the Pakistan team. So, yeah, interesting decision there. So, interesting stuff from the Pakistan fast bowlers. They did a really good job. Shadab Khan did well with the ball, getting 2 wickets. And Abrar Ahmed getting 2 wickets. So 4 wickets for the spinners, 6 for the pacers. Doing a really good job, the pacers. Nassim Shah playing his first official game after a long injury layoff since the Asia Cup last year. And Mamun Amir, first game for Pakistan since 2020, I think it is, or 2019 or something like that. It's been quite some time. So he did say he was going to retire officially, but from international cricket for Pakistan. But yeah, he came back and did a good job with the ball. Really good. It was economical. Most economical bowler for Pakistan and Shahin Jafridi getting 3 wickets. Not the captain anymore. He was the captain after the ODI World Cup debacle. Bab Azam was not going to be captain for Pakistan after the ODI debacle. T20 ODI World Cup debacle. I think he kind of resigned, and then Shahin Jafridi took over. Had a pretty bad series in New Zealand, losing 4-1 there. And against New Zealand, now Bab Azam's captain again for Pakistan. And the third T20 is being played at, it's a night T20. Just like the first two T20s, it's a night T20 being played at Rawalpindi. The Rawalpindi International Cricket Stadium in Rawalpindi. Two T20 international debuts for New Zealand. Zachary Foakes, a lot of word about him in Canterbury, playing for Canterbury. Has a bit of a rep, was a handy bowler. Pretty good first class record, pretty good list day record, and T20 record domestically. So, yeah, made his T20 international debut. Making his T20 international debut. Only 21 years of age. Seen as a future star for New Zealand. An all-rounder. Bowling all-rounder. And Will O'Rourke, who's made his ODI debut late last year against Bangladesh, who was pretty impressive in his ODI career. And also made his test debut. 2 tests against Australia. He was very impressive in those 2 tests. Got injured, unfortunately, in the second test. And couldn't really bowl for the remainder of that test match. But he's a future star for sure for New Zealand. Has a decent first-class record, and List A record's excellent as well. His T20 domestic record's okay. He's pretty solid as well. He'll be playing his maiden T20 international for New Zealand, so well done to him. Probably see more of him in the future. 22 years of age, so those two definitely seen, and they both play for Canterbury as well, Zachary Foakes and Will O'Rourke. Those two will really be a handful for New Zealand in the future. I reckon they'll be playing a lot of matches for New Zealand. If they can stay fit, they're going to be the future for New Zealand. Absolutely. And a lot of talk about Zachary Foakes online as well. The Cricket Savant, the Instagram page that I follow, comes up with a good analysis in that. He watches a lot of cricket around the world. And you know, I think he's from India. He is from India, but he follows cricket pretty much deeply around the world. Really keeps a close eye on action from different countries. So he knows what's going on. Do give that guy a follow. He's really good. But yeah, a lot of talk about Zachary Foakes and Will O'Rourke. He's already shown what he can do on the international stage early on in his career. Just a few matches over the New Zealand summer was impressive, and he's got a lot of potential, Will O'Rourke. So yeah, New Zealand bowling first, Pakistan. New Zealand won the toss, selected the field first. This match has been played at the Rawalpindi International Cricket Stadium in Rawalpindi. Pakistan, 178 for 4 off their 20 overs, probably about 20 runs short of a good target, I reckon. Could have scored 200. They went at a run rate of 8.90 runs an over. New Zealand conceded 9 extras with the ball, 1 by, 1 leg by, 3 no balls and 4 wides. So yeah, a little bit rusty with the extras. Not great, not bad, but just that, really. Okay, not too bad with the extras, but probably would have wanted a bit more, a bit less than that. Not the greatest, though. Sohyam Ayub started off well, 32 off 22 balls, 5 fours and a 6, struck at 145.45. Babar Azam, the captain, got off to a start, just couldn't quite carry on. Mohammad Rizwan unfortunately retired hurt, and he'll be missing, news coming in just in recent days, that he'll be missing the remainder of the T20 International Series. So he'll be out with an injury. He won't be playing. Got off to a start, was struggling a bit, but he got injured, unfortunately, and had to go off. Usman Khan, not a great start for him early on in his T20 international career for Pakistan. Was born in Pakistan, though, but played for the UAE. Irfan Khan Niazi, Muhammad Irfan Khan, 30 of 20 balls, not out. Good little cameo from him. 30 runs off 20 balls. Yeah, 20 balls, decent impact there. 3 fours and a 6, strike out of 150, he was not out. Shadab Khan made a huge difference in the end. 41 off 20 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes, strike out of 205. Finally, a bit of his old form, especially the form that was really, which was breathtaking in the T20 World Cup, the last T20 World Cup in Australia, where he was a part of the team of the tournament. He was superb with the ball and bat for Pakistan in that tournament. Pretty good fielder as well, probably their best fielder, you'd have to say. Babazam, second highest scorer, but probably didn't quite accelerate at the right time. 37 off 29 balls, 4 fours and a 6, strike at 127.58. And New Zealand East 30 experience campaigner was the pick of the bowlers, easily the pick of the bowlers. 2 for 25 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 6.25 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, got rid of Usman Khan and got rid of Sohyam Ayub as well. So really good stuff from East 30. And a wicket for Michael Bracewell, the New Zealand captain for this series. 1 for 40 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs. Economy rate of 10 runs and over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball though. And a wicket for Jacob Duffy, he was a bit pricey as well, like most of the other New Zealand bowlers. 1 for 39 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs. Economy rate of 9.75 runs and over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. And Zachary Foakes, a little bit pricey on debut. None for 39 off 4 overs, no maiden overs. Economy rate of 9.75 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl no ball. And Will O'Rourke, none for 33 on T20 International debut off 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 8.25 runs and over, which is okay. Not great, not the greatest though, but not the worst. No wides, bowled 3 no balls, though, the big man. So that's something he'll want to touch up on in his T20 International career. don't want to give no balls in any format of the game, especially T20s and ODIs where you can see free hits as well. So yeah, there's that factor as well. Don't want to do that. For New Zealand, Tim Seifert and Tim Robinson got New Zealand off to a good start. 28 of 19 balls for Tim Robinson, 5 fours, no sixes, strike at 147.36. Tim Seifert, 21 of 16 balls, 1 4 and a 6, strike at 131.25. Was looking to go in the second gear, but he got bowled. Nassim Shah bowled a beautiful yorker to Tim Robinson, trying to create some room, and he got bowled. I think Tim Seifert got a bit of an inside edge onto the stumps. Yeah, he dragged it back onto the stumps, and that was that. Abbas Afridi gained the wicket there. Dean Foxcroft, not quite a great innings, but did a good job supporting Mark Chapman. It was easily the best player on the field for with a bat for New Zealand. He was the difference maker. 31 of 29 balls for Dean Foxcroft, 1-4-1-6 at a strike of 106.89. And Mark Chapman, 87 not out of 42 balls, 9 fours and 4 sixes. Staggering strike of 207.14. James Neesham, 6 not out of 5 balls, 1 4 and a, no sixes, strike at 120. Just stay there at the end, but Mark Chapman, easily the star for New Zealand. Man of the match display from him. Another brilliant half century against Pakistan. Last time he played a T20 series against Pakistan, I think he got 100 or something. Chasing with James Neesham. Brilliant 100 there, and he got a 50 as well. So, yeah, he has a great record against Pakistan in T20s. Averages at 50 against them, so he really likes playing against them. 6 extras conceded by Pakistan with a ball. 1 no ball and 5 wides. 3 drop catches, really, and a couple of missed fields there. They were very disappointing in the field. Something that's kind of synonymous with Pakistan cricket team in recent times, maybe even the late 90s as well. Fielding, sometimes it can be brilliant, but a lot of the times they drop some sitters, and they're very sloppy in the field. Missed fielding, just not putting effort in the field, or just not getting a good throw in or whatever. Something strange going on with their fielding, or just a bit lazy efforts in the field where they just fumble the ball or really don't put pressure on the batsman running between the wickets at all. They just let the batsman get easy singles or doubles or triples, whatever. Sometimes they've even ran 5 runs. How about that? But very rarely, actually, that one happens where they run 5. Yeah. Disappointing start from Pakistan. New Zealand, 179 for 3 off 18.2 overs. Going at a run rate of 9.76 runs and over. Very good win for the Kiwis. Against the odds, basically this is a second, probably not even a second string, maybe a third or fourth string New Zealand team. A lot of their main players are playing in the IPL at the moment. So, yeah, they aren't available. This is basically Pakistan's, probably their first team that's ready for the T20 World Cup. Pakistan, of course, are not allowed to play the IPL. They've been barred from playing the IPL because of the political situation between India and Pakistan. And yeah, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Can't blame India for that stance either. Can't really blame Pakistan for being concerned. It is just what it is, unfortunately. It's a sad situation, but yeah, sometimes politics does get involved, unfortunately, for whatever reason. Can't make a comment about it because it's just not my place to comment about politics. Only comments about cricket, that's it. But I'm just going to state the fact, it is because of politics. So it is because of the political situation with India and Pakistan. And, look, hopefully things do improve for both countries. That's all I can say. But that's the reason why Pakistan are playing the IPL. They're just playing with their full-strength team right now. Against this third or fourth-string New Zealand team. They were tipped before the series to win at 4-0. Maybe even 5-0, because New Zealand's team really weren't that strong on paper. A few of the guys do have experience, but not a lot of them are team players. And, New Zealand, well, have a look. Beat Pakistan. And beat them comfortably in the end by 7 wickets with 10 balls remaining. 2 wickets for Abbas Afridi. He was okay with the ball. 2 for 27 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. An economy rate of 9 runs and over. A little bit pricey though. 2 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball. And Abrar Ahmed was the most economical bowler for the Pakistanis. None for 31 off his 4 overs. Economy rate of 7.75 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Shadab Khan wasn't the greatest, wasn't the worst, really. None for 24 off his three overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 8 runs and over. Didn't bother wide or a no ball. Iftikhar Ahmed, none for 16 off his two overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 8 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Shadab Khan didn't bowl a maiden, though, either. Nor did he bowl a wide or a no ball. Nasim Shah, very expensive. Mark Chapman really took a liking to him. 1 for 44 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 14.66 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball, though. And Shane Shah Afridi, the veteran. So the experienced campaigner. Still young, though, Shane Shah Afridi. He's not that old. 24 years of age. None for 37 off his 3.2 overs. No maiden overs, a claim rate of 11.10 runs and over. Bowled one wide, bowled one no ball. Pretty expensive spell from him. Not a good night for Pakistan. He's on level of the series. Mark Chapman scoring his 29 years of age. He'll be 20 in 2 months. Just about 2 months. Or less than 2 months anyway. That's Mark Chapman's also crossed 1,500 T20 international runs in his T20 career. He's played 73 matches for New Zealand and Hong Kong. And it's Mark Chapman's 8th T20 international 50 to go along with 100. He made 100 against Pakistan, so really good stuff from him. New Zealand level series, the 4th T20 international. The remaining two T20 internationals will be played at Lahore at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Can New Zealand take an unassailable series lead, or will Pakistan take an unassailable series lead and bounce back? We'll find out. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for your time. It's a night T20, though, as well. Anyways, guys, thank you for your time. Have a good night. Until next time, it's bye for now.